giant mergers were announced in the music industry this month. Universal Music Group, the nation's biggest record label, plans to buy DreamWorks Records. And number two, Sony, is snapping up German company Bertelsmann AG. The shakeup is another sign of turmoil in the recording industry. Yet some companies are thriving. NPR's Elaine Corey reports on two alternative music retailers that are posting enviable gains.
The gift shop at San Francisco's Natural History Museum has the kinds of things you'd expect: arrowheads, baskets, and tribal masks. But one of the store's top sellers isn't an artifact. It's music from different cultures.
Please, mister, take advice from me. The more you look, the less you see. If you just must have your way, double the price you've got to pay.
Store manager Jamie Bostick sells about two dozen different CDs from the independent record label Putumayo World Music.
Right now we're listening to calypso music. We also carry samba music, bossa nova, reggae, Celtic music, just about anything that you can think of.
Putumayo is the brainchild of Dan Storper, a globe-trotting entrepreneur from New York who founded a chain of stores selling ethnic clothing and handicrafts in the 1970s. He named the business Putumayo after a favorite river valley in Colombia. But Storper's mission changed one day in 1991 as he walked through San Francisco's Golden Gate Park.
And all of a sudden, I heard the sounds of an African band playing, and there were probably 300 or 400 people. And I was just struck by how infectious the music was and how it had brought people of all ages and all ethnicities dancing together. It was really a magic moment.
That chance encounter with the West African highlife band Katoja convinced Storper he wanted to showcase world music in his stores, but he soon realized what a challenge that would be.
It was so hard to figure out what to buy. Most of the stores in 91, 92 didn't have listening stations. The staff in the stores knew very little, if anything, about world music. So I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could find a way to put together collections of music from around the world and offer it as a way of introducing people to those cultures through the music?
A decade later, Putumayo has more than 100 music compilations to its name. Storper roams the earth looking for melodic, upbeat recordings, which he licenses and remasters. Then he packages the songs with detailed liner notes and folkloric cover art. In 2001 came Arabic Groove, Putumayo's top seller ever since. The CD melds traditional Arab music with more contemporary funk and rap. Ali Slimani, who sings in French, is an up-and-coming artist from Algeria. This track, the Katoja song Storper heard in the park, and 22 others are on Putumayo's 10th anniversary collection, a two-CD set released last month. At a time when much of the recording industry is in a slump, Putumayo's annual revenues are up about 15% this year. The CDs are available in some record stores, but Storper says alternative distribution channels have been key to his success.
We started approaching the original 600 stores that were carrying the Putumayo clothing and handicrafts, and it grew from there to the point where we now sell directly to about 2,500 places, as like the San Diego Zoo, where they play the music on the trams as you go around to see the animals, to a small independent cafe or health food store, bookstore, gift store.
People just don't shop at record stores the way they used to. Billboard magazine estimates that more than 1,000 traditional music outlets closed in the first half of this year. Part of the problem seems to be the sheer number of choices facing consumers.
There's now 35,000 new albums released every year. There's no way to keep on top of that. You go into a record store, you're overwhelmed.
Jeff Daniel is president of Rock River Communications in San Francisco. They're the folks who produce the music heard today at all the lifestyle retailers: Gap, Williams-Sonoma, Eddie Bauer, W Hotels. Daniel says his mission is to figure out what each brand sounds like to the consumer.
We know a lot about the consumer by way of where they're shopping. We know what type of person they are, what type of music they might be into. So what we're just presenting is a way for them to hear some stuff they may recognize, but also discover some new music.
Some clients are more daring than others. Take the CD Rock River produced a few years ago for Volkswagen. Tracks like Trio's Da 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 speak to the hip, edgy demographic VW is after. Rock River has watched sales soar 30 to 40% a year recently. Jeff Daniels says one of their earliest clients was the furniture retailer Pottery Barn. When first approached about producing a branded CD, they said, "We sell sofas, not music." But the first CD Rock River put together for them flew out of the stores. Now Pottery Barn introduces 6 or 7 a year, all good sellers. Jeff Daniels says, with the glut of music that's out there these days, it makes sense that consumers are turning to someone else to help them narrow down their choices. Elaine Corey, NPR News.